Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
It's always a busy time of the year at Choice Magazine, but I would imagine it's a little bit ramped up as we head towards the Christmas season, and they've got the 12 recalls of Christmas. Tom Godfrey, good morning. Mate, I can tell you that having a look through this list, there's going to be some people who may have already purchased some of these things, and we want to kind of make sure that they're safe and sound. So shall we start at number one?
Let's do it.
The Ozsale Kids Nightwear.
Yeah, look, so Kids Nightwear, this came on the market earlier in the year. Obviously, Ozsale is a very popular online shopping site. Now, this Kids Nightwear doesn't have the appropriate warning labels for kids. So really important that if you do have this Ozsale nightwear, that you stop using it, take it back, and get your money back.
Okay, now Swarovski is a very, very well-known and very, very well-loved brand, the Octocrystal Pendant Light.
Yeah, now you'd think that this may well be on a few Christmas lists out there. Now, the problem with this is that it may well fall from the roof, and I'll tell you, it would cause a bit of damage to your noggin. So I'd steer clear of that, and if you have it, obviously, get back in touch with the company and exercise your refund rights.
Number three, the Flashing Duck with LED light.
Yeah, now this is one, again, that is a real problem. It has a button battery risk. Now, earlier in the year, we launched a campaign. 20 kids are hospitalised each week. We've had, unfortunately, 2 deaths in Australia already from little kids getting their hands on those button batteries. So this is a product that hasn't properly encased that button battery. So if you've got it, again, take it back, get your cash back.
Drones will be very popular under the Christmas tree this year, but Kogan's Solo Smart Drone Quadcopter, it's not making the grade.
No, that's right. This was an electrical compliance issue. So, you know, we often see different types of recalls. Sometimes it's about the safety of a product because it's going to cause a choking hazard or the like. But in this case, it's because the electronics aren't quite right. So, again, make sure if you've got this in your home that you do exercise those refund rights, get back in touch with Kogan and get them to sort it out.
What could possibly be wrong with an inflatable frog?
Yeah, look, this is an interesting one. Very popular. I've got kids myself, and at bath time, these things are hugely popular. But this one has a plug that can pull out underneath. So it's often what you'd call a squeaker. So when you squeeze the frog, it makes a noise. Now, that little plug can fall out and cause a choking hazard. Now, toys like that are designed for kids under 3, they need to ensure that they don't have any small parts that can fall out. That one just didn't make the grade.
We really don't need to talk about Samsung's Galaxy Note 7, do we?
No, I think it's been spoken about enough, but needless to say, if you've got one, get it back, get your cash back.
Moving right along, Metagenics NasoClear. Please explain.
Yeah, now this one surprised me when I was looking through the recalls, as I do. I saw this and the risk was quite odd. Now, the risk is golden staff. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're using nasal spray, I don't think you want golden staff to be administered. So, yeah, please make sure that if you have that product, do not use it. If you have used it, obviously see a doctor and certainly get back in touch with the company and exercise your rights.
All right, so what's wrong with Breville's Fast Slow Cooker?
Now, this is a thing we see coming up from time to time where these very popular products, obviously Breville being a big brand, have a failure. Now, this one, we've seen some horrific burns caused by this product. So it just has a fault that basically ensures the lid comes off. So if you have it, please stop using it. You don't want to get a severe burn and get back in touch with the retailer or, of course, get in touch with Breville.
One of the great things, we like to celebrate a white Christmas in Australia, even though we don't have snow. So it's summertime and water is always popular. Zog's Bob and Swim Jacket and the Zog's Jacket as well.
Yeah, look, Zog's a very big brand in the swimwear market, and I'm sure a lot of parents out there will have a device similar to this. Now, these don't display the proper safety warnings, so parents using them might not know that they need to maintain supervision and the like. So really important, if you have one of those products, check productsafety.gov.au, and if you have one of the affected Zog's products, and there's a couple, that you do exercise your refund rights.
Spotlights Birch Candle, the Rustic Cabin Candle. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, look, your Christmas might go up in flames with this one. So you might think, oh, I'll sit back and burn a nice birch candle. But you might be burning more than that, because the material around the outside of the candle is a little too close. It can catch fire. So if you have one, whatever you do, don't light it up, because it might start a much bigger fire.
All right, 10 down, 2 to go. Kmart's spiral vegetable cutter. I'm anti-vegetable cutters anyway, because I'm... I throw them in the bin. That's one of the things I do. I was talking the other day, you know, your veggie peelers? I go through about 10 of them a year, because I peel the veggies, wrap them up in the paper and throw them out. But this is a spiral veggie cutter. What's the go?
Well, look, spiralizers, weirdly enough, are topping many Christmas lists. They're a very popular present at the moment. This one, unfortunately, though, has a rather nasty fault, and that is part of the blade can break off. So you might get something a little too crunchy in your salad.
All right, last but by no means least, Adair's Kids Beanbag Covers.
Yeah, now, these, again, don't have proper warning labels on them. Now, really importantly with these products, you don't want really young kids or babies to sleep on them. There is a potential suffocation risk. So just make sure you understand the limitations of some of these products. And again, certainly if you have this particular beanbag cover, get your money back. You need to ensure that it has the proper warning labels on it.
Tom, as always, you and the gang from Choice have been very, very busy. We will have a link from the Todd Sargent Morning Show page to all of these 12, because we've basically skipped over them very quickly, but it's also good to see what they look like. Thanks for your help this year. It's been wonderful. Have a Merry Christmas to you and the gang at Choice, and we'll talk to you in 2017.
And to you and your listeners. Thanks.
Always keeping your safety first and foremost from Choice, Tom Godfrey.
2NURFM 103.7.